Eita eita hola ndeipiko Zimbabwe mohle. You're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you from Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020. Kwazwai, 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 muriye Zimbabwe. Ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu. Chirongwa The Connection, muineni Mike Hove. Yebo, yebo, yebo. Ntsakaso mohle. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe mohle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, once again, once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Ontanga Zimbabwe muhle, namhla silusizi ukuthi atikwanise kukupa ichirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, we're working from home. What this means is that this program is not going to be live and you're going to be unable to call in to contribute. Nonetheless, we have a program for you, Muriye Zimbabwe. This very same program is going to be available for viewing. So for those that like watching our programs on Facebook, it'll be available on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. Ukuze litholelani ithuba lokubukela ngobunengi benu. Uwano mkana wekona chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wenyu. Saka msakangano patino uploada chirongwa ichi pa Facebook. Musakangano kutinya paye pakanzi share kuitrokti. Tione chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wenu. Tidotenda zukuru, Muriye Zimbabwe, neguvanesu. Muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa thiku. Connection. Mwini neni Mike Hove. Enjoy.
Kwazwai, kwazwai, kwazwai. Muriye Zimbabwe. Mchakaza mwote. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Muriye Zimbabwe to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program. The talk is tackling anything and everything youth related. Usually I like to say we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. But today we're coming to you from our individual homes. Due to the coronavirus, unfortunately, we're not able to broadcast live from the studio. Everybody's had to work from home. I'm sure you've been following the news. Ikakhulukazi lapha kwele Melika, eningi labantu ukuthi sokumele sisebenzele ngekhaya. Today we're coming to you from my couch. But we're also going to have other guests who are also going to be coming and joining our stream, coming from us from their individual homes. Nathi Mchirongwa Muriye Zimbabwe, we're discussing udaba lomkhuhlane we coronavirus. As we speak, coronavirus is responsible for taking hundreds of thousands of lives due to this virus that a lot of people seem to not understand what it's all about, where it's coming from, and the history behind the coronavirus. So today in The Connection, we're going to be catching up with youth. We're going to be figuring out kuti iwo kwavari nokuti vari kupinda vari kunyika dzakasiyana siyana, umwe ari ku England, umwe ari kwari koko mbiri ku diaspora. Bazavevesitshela ukuthi what exactly is happening in their individual countries when we're talking about udaba lwe coronavirus. Now, as we speak, yesterday in Zimbabwe recorded its first death. A 30-year-old Zororo Makamba, the son of James Makamba, a businessman himself, Zororo Yena, was a broadcaster. So as we kick off this program, I'd like to say langalezo, my condolences to the Makamba family. The whole nation itself just lost a very talented young broadcaster. So langalezo, ukholo. And joining me, I see, is my first guest, Umnumzana Ufarai Muvuti, and I also have Uklen Shlewayo. Farai, welcome to the program. How are you, Chief?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Glenn, what's good, brothers?
I'm all right, man. Self-quarantining, as always.
Join the club, aren't we all, man? Thank you guys for taking time out to join us in The Connection. Today, we're obviously going to focus, like I mentioned early on the coronavirus and how it's affecting your lives and wherever you are. Glenn, you mentioned quarantine. I'm sure Farai, you're also in quarantine. I'm also in, well, I'm not in quarantine. I'm in self-isolation. My first question, I guess, I'm opposed to, I will start off with Glenn, because you were the first to mention quarantine. What's life like where you are? Could you tell the people where you are and what exactly is going on? Because a lot of people are not understanding how coronavirus is leading to such circumstances and what exactly is happening all over the world. So could you just break it down for people where you are?
So I'm in York in England. Mm-hmm. And of course, we started off by discussing the quarantine term. And all of these terms are just being thrown around loosely. But we have been in self-isolation for the longest. I think I've personally been in my own personal self-isolation for about a week now. But also government has been leading in terms of providing what can be seen as the government's response in terms of how the country reacts to the cases that we have right now. So every week, every day, we have a press conference by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. I think what is pretty much interesting right now, or something to take note about, is that last night he made a press conference that amounted to sort of restrictions that could be viewed by some as a lockdown. Mm-hmm. Didn't use those words in particular. But mm-hmm. what Boris Johnson's statement, the import of it, is that the restrictions are just meant to make sure that people stay within, they stay indoors. So mm-hmm. it's limiting all non-essential movement. You're only allowed to go out if you have to go and get shopping, and even that should be when it is. It should be when it is essential, and it should be very infrequent. Mm-hmm. You're allowed one form of exercise a day, and I think this is taking into account people's well-being and mental health in times like this. So you're allowed mm-hmm. to go out for either a walk, a jog, or cycle. You're allowed to go alone or with members of your household. Mm-hmm. And if you're going out, you have to be 2 meters away from everybody. Parks are still going to be open for people to go in there. The restrictions also are banning all kinds of public gatherings mm-hmm. of more than 2 people. And this is pretty much interesting because most countries are saying of not more than 100.
Here's 152.
Exactly. They've banned all church gatherings, all sort of public gatherings, but funerals are allowed. That's the caveat there. But I think what is happening is that the UK has been taking, they've always been saying this, the UK government and the US are saying that we're following the science. We're following mm-hmm. what the science dictates. And they've also taken a component of allowing people a kind of, responsibility, taking people as adults who are able to make these kind of decisions in a critical time like this. So the moves that the restrictions that Boris Johnson talked about yesterday will require a lot of cooperation from citizens. Mm-hmm. Of course, they can be enforced by the police. The police can fine or other measures that they can use, including dispersing gatherings. But when you look at that, you take the tone that the Prime Minister is relying on people being adults, being able to understand what is going on, taking on the information and making mm-hmm. decisions that keep them and other people safe.
Now, let me head over to Farai. Farai, you're also in the UK, so I'm pretty sure you're experiencing something very similar to what Uklen is going, is talking about. Kodwa lapho engilandi Farai sike saxoxa le ntathe lezindaba ethu Ezra Sivanda and he's also based in UK, and he was talking about how abantu bakhanya ngale balenkani, they don't seem to want to abide by the laws that the Prime Minister is setting up. What's going on in the area where you're living? Are people abiding by the laws, and what's going on?
Well, like I said, Mike, thanks again for having me. Allow me, please, to on a personal capacity as well as on behalf of my family, to pass my due condolences to the Makamba family. I think in Zororo we lost a giant of a media titan who was just beginning to get his story unfolding. And I think the arts industry has been hit hard, especially for those who are quite in a close proximity to his genius. And I think we've lost a titan. And I think to couple the answer to your question with that very same experience, there is a sense of lack of seriousness to appreciating how the depth of this pandemic. And I think there is that cultural sort of laissez-faire approach to things where they, you know, because it's simply a recommendation, people still feel that they shouldn't really take heed to it. But I think the final call yesterday made it more clear that, listen, it's now going to be a partial lockdown, and we're going to actually take measures to try and safeguard life. Because the numbers have since grown. We've gone to over about 230 the last time I checked. It's gone above that. And if you look at the areas that we're in, France, for instance, it's growing rapidly. As you're seeing in the European areas, it's equally growing rapidly. There are only pockets where it's being contained. And it's the unpredictability of it, where you are not, the sciences are not as clear. I think one of the things that I've been trying to encourage the people within my network is to sort of read about it. So there's a free course online hosted by Alison. It's a website called alison.com. You just go on there and you you know, you do your course. It's literally under an hour. You get to understand the virus so that you get rid of the stigma that's associated to it. And sometimes it's as a consequence of a lack of information, really, that our attitudes as a society are not really altering to the seriousness that's required as to addressing the issue. But I think from yesterday, well, from what the PM said, I think there's now a level of seriousness now. I think we're seeing less more people. More people are adhering to the quarantine requirements. Like today, I think I stubbornly went out for a jog, even though I haven't been out for a jog in a very long time. But I didn't want to feel the imposition. So I thought that where I'm allowed, at least let me exploit that. So we are allowed to, you know, run, you know, exercise. You are allowed to go to the parks. What you're not allowed to do is to sort of, be in restaurants. Restaurants are closed. Pubs are closed. You know, places of social scenes that are not of essential benefit to the media society are equally closed. And so I think it's going to be a slow burn because remember, bearing in mind that the government itself only started looking at this quite seriously last week. They wanted to have a measured approach to officiating a shutdown because they deemed they were considerate of the market forces and, you know, the complex issues of governance itself. Mm-hmm. So one might say that they sort of came late to the party, considering what France did. There was sort of like a prompt action. But also France had to take these precautions at the backdrop of having its own internal domestic issues as well. Italy had to deal with it as it did because it was more, you know, rapid in terms of its growth trajectory in comparison to the UK, where we've seen somewhat of a slowdown in the UK, but they are projecting there is a trajectory that it might rise, and this, you know, it's yet to be seen. So to counter that, we're the scientific advice was to do it in a, you know, a slow burn approach.
Slow pace.
Yeah. So it's all different to different areas. You know, like in America, I'm seeing you guys. You know, your shutdown is quite different.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot more numbers. So it's all different to, so that the WHO rules are non-binary. You know, it's really based on the demographic, and then the governments themselves have the discretion to seeing how they can approach that issue, depending on what the local science and the local demographics say. So there is no one capital type of approach.
All right. So my comments is Bonu Aida Bula Ya Uti Hai. In France, every movement you have to carry an attestation or you'll be given a bill of £130. At first, the bill was 35, but the Parisians were stubborn to abide by the law. Then they increased it to 130. Yeah, this thing is serious. Now, Glenn, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here, Mike.
All right. Now, a lot of things seem to be playing out with this. You mentioned a lot of the measures that they're taking in the United Kingdom. If we look at America, a lot of things seem to be crumbling, especially when we focus on the economy. A lot of people have lost jobs as we speak. A lot of people, a lot of experts are saying that America might rise to 20% unemployment after this whole situation. What is the employment situation looking like, Kwamuriko, Koko, UK?
To be honest, I don't quite have the numbers in terms of unemployment. But when you look at certain indices that help you to understand whether the economy is contracting or expanding, for example, when you look at the FTSE, it dropped down by about 26 or 28% yesterday. Not quite sure exactly. So yesterday or the day before. And obviously that has an impact in terms of employability of people and the capacity of the economy to employ people. But before we even look into the aftermath of it, I think what is important to look into in terms of employment and the livelihoods of people is to say if companies are closing right now where people have 0-hour contracts. So for example, imagine a person who gets paid per hour to work in a restaurant, to work in a food outlet. Now, that has been closed because people can't go out to buy food. All of these people are just waking up jobless. And unfortunately, on top of that, they had 0-hour contracts, which means they didn't have enough social protections. They probably didn't have medical insurance. They probably didn't have a savings. So I think definitely economies are contracting. You saw what happened in the U.S. Where the government came out with their...
I can actually hear the other guy when he's responding.
because financial things combined, the reserve and the Federal Reserve and the government. That is a way of trying to make sure that businesses still are able to employ, businesses are still able to function as normal. But it is inevitable that we're going to get into some form of recession on the backs of COVID, COVID-19. But what I think is more important right now, even for the future planning of economies, is to think about everybody, especially the weakest in terms of human beings in employment, to say if situations like these, shocks like this happen again, how are we covering the weakest? I don't know, there's a video that has been going around in Turkey where people have been leaving food in the streets for those that are not able to buy, because people are awake to that reality that some people buy food every day. And I was talking to some people on Twitter as well, where we were saying, people, stay back home, do not go out. And this is somebody in Zimbabwe who was saying, my brother, the reality is you eat in the evening what you kill during the day. And so for people who are living from hand to mouth, this is more of what is happening right now before we even start to look at the impact after we have contained COVID-19 and seeing what is its greater impact on the economy as a whole.
Now, Madoda, let's talk about loko kwenzakalayo in Zimbabwe. Njengelizwe, we just lost our first person, the very young person, 30-year-old. It was really a lot of people say it was unexpected. Because a lot of people seem to believe that coronavirus is either something that's affecting people with a weak immune system or someone of an older generation. Yet, Tshokona Mulwechidiki, turning 30 this year, and Dio Butanga, who we lost as a nation. Typical Maundrenu, Glenn, Nemaundrenu, would you say kuti, this pandemic is being taken very seriously, especially kind of start on attempts at Hutuan Mende as well?
First of all, I just want to pass my condolences to the Makamba family, and also just say Mezoro Makamba's rest in peace. I think when you just want to look at the social feelings and the social temperatures in terms of what people are saying about Corona, people have been taking it, you know, lightly. First of all, people thought it was the China virus. Like, there's this whole raging debate of where it originated from and trying to attribute it to certain people. And then at some point, celebrities started coming out reporting that they've tested positive. And this was, for example, Idris Elba. A lot of people on social media came out questioning that was, is it real? Has it just been paid to make it look like black people can also get that? And there have been people who've been spreading misinformation, some that look like very legit on the internet. You know, I've received links that say, Black people cannot get the virus because their skin resists that, or Africa will not get coronavirus because it's pretty hot in that area, so the virus cannot survive in such arid temperatures. But I think what is very important at such a time as this, and this is a debate we'll need to have further, is the level of misinformation and fake news that is spreading around, and how it has caused people either to relax or has caused people to have some false comfort. Now, when you look in Zimbabwe, for example, the death of Zororo Makamba has now brought the corona discussion into the public space. But again, when you look at that, think of it as how many young people knew Zororo Makamba and how many people afford internet to get onto Twitter, to get onto social media, to be able to access such information. So it may seem as if maybe it's all rest in peace, but it has brought attention onto the topic. But again, it is in a secluded sort of demographic. Rural people did not probably know Zororo Makamba. They don't have access. And even within the urban centers, there are cleavages of young people that did not know him, that did not associate with him or the kind of work he does, and that do not have access to social media again. And so let's not also even think that this has gone a long way in terms of bringing the discussion to the fore. But I think what is important now is people realizing this is real. Yesterday I saw on social media somebody say, this corona, they must show, they're talking about peer pressure kind. I retweeted that on my Twitter because it might look silly to you. Why are they retweeting this? But it brings you to understand how people are reacting and how people are thinking about this. Bear in mind, there are people who haven't even heard about it. As we speak, there are people who don't even know what is corona, what is COVID. There are nurses that really don't even know how to treat a person if a person is going to go and walk in and say, I have corona. There are doctors medical doctors of note who have been there for years. If you look at the family statement by the Makambas, they say that the person who was responsible as a focus point at Wilkins turned his phone off. Now, I don't know. I don't think people are not as empathetic as that. But probably the man has gone to the end of his wits. He doesn't know what to do. And at the base of a health system, that cannot withstand what is on our hands right now. Now, you ask me, doctors, what is government's
medical response? Doctors of note who have been there for years
to this. Now, the government recently just set up an interministerial task force. And even when you look at the terms of references of that interministerial task force, it says to appraise the president on the goings-on of the virus. It doesn't... You see, at this point, government has to understand that our people do not have sources of information. They have to come up with a well-coordinated structure that looks into making sure that they nip it before it starts spreading. I don't understand why, with the health systems that we have, we haven't taken very stiffer restrictions, because right now, as it seems, we haven't even been started doing mandatory testing. We're not there. We may not even be there. We will not be able to even institute widespread testing. So even when you have cases that where you know that there's patient number one, patient number two, they've tested positive, have we gone to the extent of tracing each and every person that they have been with and started to test who these people are and who other people they can, you know, they can infect? No, we haven't done that. We need government, I've been saying this, we need government to have a situation room where they have to actually speak to people at every instance instead of being beaten by other people who are not authorities to speak about issues. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, our government, our politicians just have to have the discipline of making sure that they are responsible in terms of how they convey information about corona. I feel like people have taken this, both Soruro Makamba's death, the coronavirus, as a chance to politic, and I think it's not the time to do that. I think it's the time to actually bring ourselves together, put our heads together, say, hey, let's find each other. How can we respond to this? Do you have ideas? Do you have people? Do you have manpower? Do you have expertise in terms of how we can respond to this? Instead of trying to ring fence or trying to be the first to the news, I think that is a high sign of irresponsibility on the part of our leaders.
Siyabona ku Facebook, uAida uphinde wabhala wathi, the death of Soruro Makamba is a wake-up call to the Zimbabwean government. Hayi, siyabonga ngombono wakho Aida. Farai, bengicela ukuthi ukhulume into ngesiNdebele or ngesiShona uthe ulapho ukuhlanganisa. Awusitshela umbono wakho. What do you think, nxa sisikhuluma ngodaba lwe-coronavirus eZimbabwe, do you think abantu are getting enough information?
You know, I think it comes with a very different, it's particularly different because you see, in order for us to overseas this, so we have to look at it from not just a perspective of Zimbabwe or Pella, but because Zimbabwe does not exist in a vacuum, but we exist in a global ecosystem. So some of the challenges is what we're going to, where the Israel allows us to be affected. Now, in terms of preparedness, Israel, perhaps, you know, like most countries, more could be done in terms of raising awareness. More could be done in terms of the equipment gap that's there. But I think part of the issues that we're seeing are a global phenomenon. As you're seeing, there's lack of equipment. There's quite a radical shortage of PPE equipment. And for Amadokotela and so forth. And in terms of even I even read a reporter in New York, of course you're in Washington, but in New York, there are equally much challenges in terms of getting insufficient hospital equipment. I think one thing that has to ease panic is to realize, this is a pandemic that sets a new precedent in global issues. Mm-hmm. The world has not seen such an issue since World War II. Mm-hmm. So for over three decades, the world has never seen such an issue. Okay, and so we're all faced with a riotous calamity, and there's need for a cool head when approaching and you know, the willingness to point at a finger, be it the work of the work of the staff who have the duty of care when it comes to releasing to Ezinje. There's need for us as a civic, as a society, what our equal civic duty is, necessary seriousness to it. Yeah, I was watching a video, Pastor Evans Mawarire, where he was cautioning his society to a city that sends in a sense of seriousness. nicely dealing with something that is so precarious and so dangerous simultaneously. So there is that need. Now, in terms of your preparedness, I would not just look at it from a governmental perspective. I would equally look at it from a societal perspective, from a social consciousness perspective as well. What is the level of the citizen's responsibility, and is he acting accordingly? What is the level of government responsibility? Are they equally acting accordingly? What is the level of business community and by accordingly? Surely, can I contribute above 5% GDP? Kune healthcare system yavo zvichiva konewa iyo kuisu basina ma capacities kuti ti contribute even 1.2% of our GDP towards the healthcare system yavo. Saka zvinotiremerera, saka zvinotibatsira, zvinovaka nyika kuzvitarisa nenzira yazvinofanira kutariswa sezvazvino. Tiri mumusha wekuti mumusha wedu is not isolated. Tinogara nevamwe, tinorarama nevamwe, uyezvo zvinoti zvakakodzera kuti tione nyaya as a society une what our duty is. To a degree, it was unfortunate okwanzakala izolo apa tuzororo. I tried to look at the case. I was quite broken up about it because Mumute Atisimazi Sebenza doing a great job in raising the awareness of our country's issues and trying to present a more nuanced narrative as to the challenges that our country was facing. So someone was pivotal, especially in the areas of work that we do here. You and I working in the media, I suppose, we benefit from his sort of contribution. And I suppose it didn't help that the underlying condition that was there, I think, and this is why it's important to Uti when we approach such issues to try to depoliticize them. And this is the problem I feel that we have in Zimbabwe, where everything becomes a political discussion, but a life has been lost here. Mm-hmm. You know, a family has to still deal and contend with that. And the politicization of everything about our country, you know, further breaks down the fabric. It eats into our potential to become more tolerant, especially during a time when the world itself is coming together. Zimbabwe shouldn't be left behind. The pandemic should teach us lessons that we all have a collective responsibility. It's all our responsibility to raise awareness, as it is, of course, government's position, responsibility. But what are we doing as individually? And I think instead of politicizing this, be it a ZANU-PF person or an MDC person, I think there needs to be, this is the time when, you know, politics was sort of like, an elephant in the room. This is when we ask the elephant to, you know, walk out. You know, let's be human. Let's just be human.
Wazwang kumbuza loko kwenzakala kwele South Africa lapho sibone u President Ramaphosa delivering his speech kanye lo Julius Malema bendawonye talking about udaba lolu lwe coronavirus and they're addressing the nation together. Into le kanye ngani iqakathekile ngempela that all leaders come together to address udaba lolu lwe coronavirus.
Yeah, Mike, if you think about it, just to add on quickly to that, if you think about it, you know, Italy has lost 5% of its entire population. This is similar to what happened to the ferment during the Irish ferment, you know, where you saw, you know, a huge chunk of people die. You know, this is how close, it's probably as close as we'll get in a contemporary sense to the Black Plague. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, so we're talking serious lives here. So a society that will be divided now will not be able to contend with the issues that will come if indeed death rates are to go high. The only way to anticipate it best is to redeem ourselves from a blame culture and work alongside government and work alongside the institutions that are there. There's no other, there are no other institutions. So Zakalala Uyenzi.
I think you guys have to give us some sort of information, not blame the government. Now, Manzoza Tarana Farai, it's not time to be finger pointing. Now, in Ndombo, the role that the business community has, ndakaona imwe video yanga iri pa dandemtsanda pa Twitter aye zvakaitwa ne vanochaira makombi South Africa uko vanga vachipapa nezvikuline remakombi mota dzichisanitizwa dzichisanitizwa kuitira kuti makustomer anopinda vanenge vachidziva kuti aiwa vapinda muenvironment apo panenge pane utsanana its cleanliness kuhlanzekile. Now, do you think it's something important for, especially to say something to Vajinji in Zimbabwe, vanoshandisa public transport in Zuru Takaturana, Atuko Vajinji, or Chichema, Wongu, of course, we understand that, you know, it's difficult to take there, to take Wanda in one area, but Tesla Tininga Chiboshanisa Mazuko, Tesla Tininga Chiboshanisa Makombi, because it's the most efficient way for people to get about. Do you think it's important that even they take it upon themselves to ensure that their cars are clean? And two, to ensure that our battery will reach the coronavirus?
Machienda kunzvimbo dzavanoshandira kungava kumabasa kungava kuchikoro whatever it is kana vachikwanisa kuti vanhu vashande vari kudzimba ngazviitike. Izvezvi ndiri kunzwa pane vanhu vangu vachitaura kuti tiri paattachment hapana chachinja pamabasa hapana masanitizer pamabasa hapana kana chiri kuratidza kuti pane zviri kuitika zvichingofanana nemagovernment departments as well. Saka kuti isusu tichitarisira vanhu vemabhazi vega kuti vachiita kunyange zvazvo zvirizvo zvakanaka kuti vemabhazi vadzidzise vanhu paitofanira kunge pane chirongwa Mike chekuti hurumende inoona kuti tinokwanisa kubata vanhu neyatingati messaging yecorona nevakomana ivava tovadzidzisa tovatora bcause kuti titarisire kuti winda asingatoziva kuti covid yacho inofamba sei anongona kudzidzisa vanhu zvisirizvo. Saka nekudaro ndinofunga kuti zvakakosha kuti vadzidziswe zvakakoshawo kuti varidzi vemabhazi acho vachiita zvinoita kuti pave neutsanana kana kuti maconditions ekuti vanhu vasabatire corona iyi but tikangovatora vari ivo vega tinenge tisina zvataita nekuti ingori component one yebhizinesi rezimbabwe kana kuti yecommerce neekonomi yezimbabwe. Kana ndichidaro ndinorevawo kuti mabhazi anogona kutoshaya vanhu vanopinda vakaita vashoma kuno hakuna kumbobvira kwanzi mabhazi vanhu ngavarambidze vanhu kupinda kana ngavagadzise kuti vanhu vagare vaite 2-2 but vanhu vakatanga kumira kunzi imbomirai kuenda kumabasa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi yakagadzirwa nenzira yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kushanda vari kudzimba dzavo. Now kuti vanhu vashanda vari kudzimba dzavo zvichada intaneti ndipo patinotanga kusanga kufungawo kuti kana maservice provider edu akarasana netwana naeconet na teleso vachikwanisa panogona kuuya mamezures ekuti data kana kuti intaneti ichipe vanhu vakwanise kushanda vari kumba only for a period kusvika tacontaina chinichi especially anonga vari maparastatal ehurumende vadzikise mitengo yekuti vanhu vakwanise kuita basa ravo online padandemutande kana paintaneti vakwanisa kudaro zvinogona kuva zvounyore nekuti izvezvi ukatanga kufunga kuti vana vechikoro vakanzi endai munodzidza kuti kumba kana zvakanzi vadzidzi vari kumba dai zvaiita hatina hedu infrastructure yacho yekuti maticha anorekodha maclasses omaisa voita kuti vana vadzidze vaite maexam nepachi zvese padandemutande reintaneti asi dai satinaro vana vacho mari yedata chaiyo chaiyo vanoiwana kupi ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuti titange kuchifunga. But tichienderera mberi nekuti munhu nemunhu ane chinangwa chake ndaitaura neshamwari yangu tatakagara tichiona mavhidhiyo pane vhidhiyo yekutrenda inonzi safe hands challenge iri kuitwa nevatungamiriri venyika
nevanhu
vachigeza maoko ndobva andibvunza zvikanzi ndokuzimbabwe zvikanzi izvi zviri kuitirwa ani izvi zviri kuitirwa kuti ana ani vaone zvanga zvisati zvapinda mandiri but paakazotanga kutsanangura akatsanangura kati zviri kuitirwa vanhu kuti vanhu vaone but mabathroom amuri kubudisa akanyanyochena zvekuti haisiriyo bathroom yekugeti haisiriyo bathroom yeaverage zimbabwen saka vanongofunga kuti zvekugeza maoko izvi ndezvechi ndezvemazimbabwe ndezvevane mari ndezvekumusoroko two idea yekuisa sanitizer zvinoita kunge kana pasina sanitizer maoko agezwa chero sipo chaiyo anzi munokwanisa kugeza naye. Three, munhu wese ari kuita sefenzi yake nyange ari muzimbabwe ari kuita nechingezi nechirungu asi nemuroda kuti zvisvike kupi kuna ani ndiani wamuroda kuti anzwe nechekupedzisira ndechekuti vanhu vane matepa nemvura inobuda iri raniniri kana kuchiti sefenzi saka taitaitawo sefenzi challenge yeduwo isusu inoenderana nemacondition edu inoitira kuti vanhu vedu vadzidze zvavanokwanisa kuita vorarama And this is kind of maga ona pane organization iri kudzidzisa vanhu kugeza nezvigubhu so zvinotsikwa chitanda chobudisa mvura zvekuti hapachabate zvinhu zvakadaro zvinobatika zvekuti munhu nemunhu anokwanisa kudzidza kuti inini nepandiri ndingaita sei kuti ndizvichengetedze ndisabatire corona ndodzidzisa ari pamberi kuti asabatire corona chii and then totarisa futi nyaya yebusiness ramambotaura vari kutengesa mumashop kunoku vakasvika papoint yekuti vakuti munhu achabvumidzwa kutenga more than 3 paitems yechinhu chimwe chete tichasvika panguva yepanic buying kuzimbabwe pane shamwari yangu atinonza svika nzi shamwari hatitoriona hupfu izvezvi sekutaura kwatirikuita panoda planning ipapo inoincluda hurumende kuti zvoitwa sei kana zvasvika panguva yekuti vanhu vachaiswa mulockdown dzamuchabudi vanhu vanokuda kudya muchaita sei kuti vanhu ava vakwanise kudi kudya saka ipapo pachadiwa futi ndofunga task force ichaita izvozvo kuti vachashedza macaptains of industries vochitanga kuita maplans now scenario plan yekuti zvakati zvikaitika tichaitei zvakati zvikaitika tichaitei iwewo uchange uchiita chii munhu nemunhu oziva kuti chake chekuita pazvekuitika izvi ndechipi vashamarari vanhu vanotaura pamaredhio vachiziva kuti kana zvichira kuti every hour pachaiswa meseji yakati handizoziva zviri kuitika panguva ino ndezvipi pa zviri kuita sekuti vanhu vachiri kuona kunge zvichiri kure asi tichi tatova nemunhu atofa iri case number 2 kune dzimwe nyika vanotombomirira mamwe macases and then chimwe chananga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti tikateerera nyaya yekushayika kwakaita Zororo Makamba pane nyaya dzinoita dzine chekuita nekugadzirira kurwisa korona iyi from a health perspective dzinobudiswa pachena kuti takatikundikanei senyika chekutanga ndechekuti Wilkins munhu wese anoziva kuti one of the symptoms ecovid kuti munhu achatadza kunetsekana achanetsekana nekufema pachada ventilator yekuti munhu iye afeme zvakanaka zvino zvoita sekuti panonzi panga pasina ventilator paWilkins pakasvika mukomana uyu handiti vanotaurazve vachiti takatozounza ventilator pakashaya aigona kuishandisa zvino zvekuti vanhu vanolosa trust nehurumende ende vanhu vanofa vanosvika panguva yekuti the same way yakasvika vanhu panguva yekuti hatiendesa mari dzedu mabhengi dzinogara pasi pepilo vanhu vagona kungosvika kuti umwe unofira akakuhospital mukanzwa kundenderedzwa kwakaita mhuri kana vakataura zvirizvo kundenderedzwa kwakaita mhuri kwamakamba kuti mwana wavo abatsirwe munhu wese anofunga kuti kana ava vanhu vane mari vachinzwai vanhu vanokwanisa kufonera mukuru wenyika vachinzwai pane imwe nyaya yekuti takatonzanzi bhadhara $150,000 kuti mwana wenyu abatsirwe this is from the family statement ndokutaura from family statement zvino munhu ari ordinary womuzimbabwe iniwo zvangu je ndisina baba vanogona kufonera president vanogona kufonera minister mastorina kana nhamba yacho ndichatanga kuzvibvunza kuti imi ndirapwe chii chinodiwa so parikudiwa agent kuti nechiripo ripo cho tidzidzise manesi nemadoctor kuti ventilator chii inoshanda sei muno muuk mune about 8200 maventilator hurumende yatoona kuti nezviri kuitika nemaprojections aripo tichanida maybe 30,000 more toita sei ngatitaure neindastry tange kudi kugadzira mamwe maventilator muzimbabwe discussion yemaventilator hatisi kutomboziva hurumende haisi kuudza vanhu zvinhu zvese izvi ndochimwe chinhu chiri important hurumende inofanira kushanda nekutaurira vanhu zviri kuitika nguva nenguva kuti situation iri panapa ichafamba ichienda pakati ichafamba ichienda pakati izvezvi mumwe akanyora patwitter kuti tine maventilator 15 muzimbabwe pa15 7 ndoega ari kushanda handiti umwe wakanyora kuti hapana vaikwanisa kutaura kushandisa ventilator ko minister vehealth vari kumboti kudina nenyaya iyi because munhu wese anoziva kuti a ventilator will be critical to keep people alive munhu achinge abata covid now tikatarisa zvinoitika neprogression yezvirwere zvinonzi after 14 days ndo panotanga kushowa masymptoms munguva handiti kureva kuti kana kune vamwe vanhu vakabata panguva ikubva patakaita first case weare running out of days 10 days zvinokwana kutanga kudzidzisa manesi nemadoctor kuti ventilator ndeii inoshandwa so inoplagwa so pamunhu but vanhu havasi kuzviita izvozvo hatisi kuziva kana vari kuzviita kuuya tichivashoropodza kudai kureva kuti ivo havana kutipa information yakakwana yekuti tizoti izvi vazviita izvi havana kuzviita saka tinoda kubvisa ikoko kusaziva kwatiinako kuti hurumende iri kuitei so that kana isusu takutaura kana watipa mukanaso isusu mike tichiti zviti tiri mapolisa analysis tinoda kuziva kuti tine data rakakwana rabva kuhurumende tochivacriticisa tichiona kuti apa wakadai taiva zvopatsira but iye zvino tiri kungoshanda nehearsay tiri kushanda nemhuri yati zvakati tiri kushanda nemafungidziro tiri kushanda nekuti mumwe munhu akwanisa kubuda mamwe makesi 2 kana 3 kwakati andirikuona zvinotiisa panguva yekuti chero nesuwa ari kuti uyamutaure takungotaurawo zvinomeka sense zvichibatanidza nezvaitika kune dzimwe nyika dzinotaurawo nevanhu vavo yedu haitauri nevanhu vavo inoita kunge chimomo hurumende yedu haisi kuda kutaura nevanhu ichiudza vanhu zvekuitika atizotini.
Now, if we highlighting some of the things, for example, some of the comments that are coming in, it's important for people to receive information. You heard Farai, it's not about who does what, when, and how, but it's upon us to ensure that we all educate each other. How important is it for trendsetters or people that follow and people understand where they turn to for information? How important is our role during a time like this? And of course, how do we make sure that the message gets to the most minute area in Zimbabwe?
Chekutanga kana uri munhu ane ngatitaure kunyange vari pamusoro pedu mukukwanisa kuinfluensa vanhu mafungiro nemaitiro avo, ino haisi nguva yekungomhanya kungonotaura kana kumhanya kungonoita zvinhu nekuti ndatoita. Kana waita chinhu, make sure kuti waita nemazvo so that ari kuzviita achanozviita chaizvo chaizvo sezvazviri. Pane mumwe akaita vhidhiyo yake ndikanokomenda zvandakakomenda, pakauya shamwari yangu akati nai waona kuona kuti pakanganiswa zvakati kasira kubvisa. Kana uri munhu wapolisi analisi ungataura zvakada, but inini mukuona kwandakaita ndakabva ndatodzokera ndikanonekana zveshuwa pajambo zvakati. Zvino panguva ino tine vanhu vatiri kutarisira kuti ava ndo vanenge vanoziva. Chekutanga, hatikwanise kungoswera tatongopfuudza zvatapiwa nevamwe vanhu tisina kuzviverify. Tine responsibility, Mike, yekuti kana une chawanzwa une manetrics, fonera ubvunze vanhu vanoita zvepublic health, fonera ubvunze vana chiremba, fonera ubvunze vanhu vane ruzivo kuti nai ndanzwa zvakati ndizvo here, usati wazvifambisa kuenda kumberi. Nekuti pamwe pacho kumhanya kwatiri kuita ndiko kuri kukonzera kuti vanhu vapedzisire vakuziva zvinhu zvisiri izvo. Ende kana chinhu chatoenda chatoonekwa nevanhu vangave zana kana vanopfuura ipapo, hachichadzoki. Munhu ra hachakwanisi kudzoka kuzoona kuti wakabvisa wakadilita, hachakwanisi kuya kuzoona kuti wakazogadzirisa zvawataura kana chaenda chaenda. Saka tine responsibility yekutsvaga isusu kutogara pasi totsvaga kuti nai information iri kubuda iri kuti chii, pabuda statutory instrument yekuti government iri kuti zvakati iri kuti chii. Kana isina kutsanangurwa kune mumwe kune macitizens vasinganzwisisi sezvepolisi kana chiru, tochizvitora tochizviunpeka tochidzidzisa vamwe kuti izvi zviri kutaurwa zviri kureva kuti zvakati zvinogona kureva zvakati mumararamiro ako. Nyaya yekungoti mazuva ano chese chavangonzwa womhanya wakungononyora especially siri field yako haina kunaka. Nezono ndakatonyo I think ndainyora paTwitter chidza vanhu kuti zvinokuva zvakangonaka kusataura pamusoro pezvinhu zvausinganzwisisi. Izvi I don't understand. Ukakusi kwangu zvakafanana nepawandibvunza kuti unemployment kuuk kwakamira sei, handingakwanisa kungotanga kuti ngobika mafiga kana ndandisina kunge ndazvitarisa. Haisi mhosva iyoyo kuti hausi kuziva, hakuna munhu anoziva zvese. Padambudziko ratiri kuita nderevanhu vari kuziva zvese padanonzi ndini ndamhanya. Hakuna macelebrity ecovid, ngatizvizive izvozvo. You cannot be a celebrity nekufa kwevanhu. Saka zvokuda kumhanya kunzanzi ndiwo watanga kupa vanhu, ndini ndatanga kuchidonhedza, ndini ndatanga nechakati, it's highly irresponsible. Ngative nenguva yekutanga tatarisa ungotiwa ukaresearch kako ende nokuda kweinternet kana unayo hazvizori kana 20 minutes kugara pasi ungonotarisa kuti chii chiri kumboitika, vanhu vari kuti chii. Zuva nezuva makuseni paunomuka tora nguva yekunodzidza unoti chii chaitika ndakarara, madevelopments ari kuitika ndeapi, ndeipi new information iri kubuda. Izvo zvipani munhu ndaona achinyora paTwitter zvichabatsire because munhu wese atofanira kupfeka mamask because zviri kunzi zvava airborne. Handiti zvazvambonza isi airborne. Next thing ndakuenda kakunotarisa nai zviri kunzi hazvisi ndezvipi research newani iri kubuda. Nekuti isusu tinokwanisa kunozvidzidza zvinhu izvi, tinokwanisa kunozviona tochidzoka nazvo kune vamwe vedu tochivaudza izvi ndo zvabuda. Kana tisina zvekutaura ngatinyararei, kana tisingazivi ngatinyararei. Haisi nguva yekumhanya kuda kunotsvaga mbiri nekuti hanzi covid. Iye zvino munhu wese ari kungotaura covid zvakati. Une ruzivo here? Watora nguva here? Kana uri kuda kutaura enda umbonodzidza wozodzoka wozodzidzisa.
Hayi silukandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uGlenn Dliwayo uyachazisa ngempela ukuthi kuqhathekile ngempela ukuthi umuntu angaphongi ukulahla umlomo nje ezikhulumela manje umsangorasa mromo make sure ukuthi nxa ulombuzo consult a specialist. So now ngiyabona umnumzana uJesse Maphosa uyazama ngempela ukungena kuhlelo ikhona ilink efakwe ngumnumzana uGibbs Dube ngicela ufitizele khona apha Jason Maphosa uzama ukungena kuhlelo sibone ukuthi singakufaka na sizwe umbono wakho kodwa izulukandaba just a couple of numbers that abantu can call ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe nxa licabanga ukuthi kulethuba lokuthi maybe ngibanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane tell one ikakhulukazi abantu abale SIM card tell one kule nombolo eningi ezijiyeneyo that you can call to find out more information kule National Emergency Response Line inombolo ngu 0800 2000, Wilkins Hospital 0800 9000, Eton Grove even though siyezwa abameli bephalamende besithi Eton Grove is not declared fit but as is it's still a center ngobulawayo that handles indaba lezi ze coronavirus. Eton Grove 1-800-9001, Mutare Hospital abantu abasemutare 1-800-9002, Gweru Hospital 1-800-9003, Masvingo Hospital 1-800-9004. So lilaku ushayela, you know, you can call these numbers to and ask all these questions ukuthi umkhuhlane lo how is it functioning, lizwele nje ukuthi kahle kahle what is going on and understand more. And lakho njalo ukuhamba kukhasi ele World Health Organization homepage vele ungahamba ku internet www.who.int, click the homepage itself has all the information that you need on the coronavirus, not just the numbers of worldwide deaths but they also give you more information as to ukuthi umuntu kumele ayenzeni ukuba abe ngumuntu ohlanzekileyo abe ngumuntu anokwanisa ukuzivirira kubatha chirwere ichi che coronavirus. Abangenayo lisanda ukungena kuhlelo The Connection elinami uMike Hove. Today on The Connection we're focusing on udubolon lwe-coronavirus. Global pandemic, the World Health Organization termed it. They're saying kuthi sezo chirwere ichi chatekeshera pasi rose. It's in South Africa. Lizwe umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa esesithi as of Thursday ilizwe leSouth Africa lilapho ukungena ngesikhiwa sithi i-shut down lokho shut down lapho ilizwe labe selivaliwe abanye bathanda ukuhleka besithi close for business not necessarily but there's going to be a lockdown to ensure ukuthi abantu abangeni abaphumi for 21 days kwele South Africa. Sizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye izolo esithi iZimbabwe ikhangela ukwenza into efanayo ukuze bavikele umkhuhlane lo from you know growing and making sure ukuthi ayiwo achingwende pese pese pasi rose kwete pasi rose chete panimika yose. Saka Joe Matlano athi athorwa nemthungameli wenyika takanzwa zvekare for those that don't know nasi zvikoro zvavharwa effectively nemhaka yekuti hurumende yeva Emmerson Mnangagwa vakati ngatimbovhara zvikoro for now all primary high school and wenemelekasithi ama-college but eZimbabwe lithi ama-university asevaliwe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumente uyazama ngempela ukubona ukuthi balakho na ukuvikela you know the spreading of the coronavirus. Sizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi not more than 100 people at a time. That is something that's led to abantu abafana, you know, people like, for example, people in the church communities. So we say, okay, maybe it's always cut. So sizama ukukhonza sisebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana bathishandisa nandemthande thakawona opanele thakawona ukukhana wokuthawulana Reverend Usenis Banda. He was one of the reverends that we managed to get a hold of. And Reverend Usenis Banda vakati aiwadanoiri vanotitambira zvikuru. Why? Because they feel as though they want to make sure that, of course, the churches play their role in ensuring that Chirwere ichi were able to beat it as a society. Patrona Tina Glenn Dliwayo, earlier on we also had Farai Mvuti. We're still trying to see who Farai can he come back Bonangani in network yahlupa sometimes. But okwamanje silokhu siqhubekela phambili sixoxa lo mnumzana uGlenn Dliwayo. Glenn is a young guy. He's out there in New York and the United Kingdom.
ngibuzile esithi uku quarantine mina angivumi ngalomburo wakhe. Glenn is in self isolation. Kulo mehluko omkhulu zulukandaba, you quarantine umuntu otested positive for umkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus, and then thina abantu that don't have umkhuhlane lo in what we call in self isolation. Why is it important? Sizwe amalunga awe inhlanganiso World Health Organization besithi uqhakathekile ngempela ukuthi abantu they keep a certain space between each other to ensure ukuthi of course awubambi umkhuhlane lo. Saka ndizozwa kathi ne you know Sanganore World Health Organization earlier on kana murvopi namchirongwa, you might have missed this, but Glenn was highlighting how could England uko anzi kana mchibuda mese muri 2 meters between each other, which begs my next question, Glenn. How are they measuring the 2 meters? It's not like panem purisa rufamba ne ruler ukuthi almost 2 meters. How are they measuring this?
All right, so the first thing is it's only 2 meters apart if your people who are not of the same household.
Okay.
Yeah, but kana muri vanhu muri imwe chete, it's okay. And that it has the World Health Organization. World Health Organization not 1 meter. UK yakati 2 meters. Now how they measure it, I mean it's not like pane muna acha famba achitarisa ndozva ndanga tichambotaura zvezviya kuti, but vataura kuti madano vakaisa ne zero maniro mapurisa ane kodzero yekuma enforcer through ma fine kana kudispersa magathering. Asise zvanambotaura ukatarisa approach iri kushandiswa nehurumende yekuno ndeyekuti muri vanhu vakuru kana tichinge takupai zvinhu izvi muchakwanisa kuzviita imini. Handisati ndabuda hangu nhasi kuti ndione, asi mazuva ati pfuure yayo painzi vanoshandira ikuzimba dzimwe nguva ndaitobuda ndichiona vanhu vachingoramba vachingofamba zvingorinomawo zvavaiita nguva iyoyo nakudhara. So zvinenge zvaaku vanhu kuti vaona kuti zvakamira sei, asi sekufunga kwangu pano zvikaramba zvichiescalata vachinge vaona kuti vanhu havasi kuramba vachiteerera ndipo panogona kunzwa mapurisa kuti achienforce zvakadai. So sezvandataura kuti kufamba kwacho 2 meters zinogona kutongobuda nekuti kana vanhu vari kutevedzera zvanzi usabude unless ukuenda kunotenga magroceries, unless ukuenda kuma essentials, unless ukuenda for medical care, unless ukuenda kubasa nemabasa ari essential ekuti haukwanisa kuita uri kumba. Zvinoreva izvoti kubuda panze wasangane munhu. Ini ndane mazuva minomangani anogona kusvika kana more than a week ndisati ndabuda pakanharaunda kandinogara kama kana kutobuda mumba mandinogara ndogona kuverenga kuti amazuva mangani. Saka I think 2 meters dzangova kuti munhu ungova nean idea kuti ndinofanira kuziseparata sei nevamwe. Zvandakaonawo mukufamba ndezvekuti when I go out, generally if you see a person who's coming your way, you generally just diverge. Mega hapana nokuudza tichita zvakati unongoenda uko ungoenda uko. Saka manzwisiro angu ndeyekuti vari kutora iyo approach yekuti muri vanhu vakuru kana takupa information, you're going to be responsible for it. Ndo saka iyezvo izvoni ukatarisa futi unogona kubvunza kuti vanoziva sei kuti wambobuda, because hanzi munhu nemunhu anobvumidzwa kubuda for one exercise per day, kungava kunomhanya, kungava kunoita cycle kana a walk, but how do they know? Saka nhen unoziva sei tinambobuda ndabuda pakechi tunava pechipiri. Yanyaya yekuti munhu nemunhu anechi ne responsibility yake kurwisa corona iyi nekutoziva kuti azvichengetedze iye kuti asabatire.
Okay, now unfortunately we're wrapping up. Now Glenn, we're headed towards the last 5 minutes of the conversation today. We are highlighting Zuripitika, especially in places within that are our neighbors in Zimbabwe. We see places like Botswana closing their borders. We saw President Mnangagwa now over to, I think it's time to maybe tumble Farauma border of Zimbabwe. How is this something that you think will affect the economy?
Generally,
is the economy even a president? Is it something we should be worrying about with Zimbabwe?
That's where I was about to go. So when borders are closed, at least it does not affect imports and exports and trade generally. It's being closed for human traffic. This is my understanding. Now, when you look at our economy, it's mostly a net importing economy. We import a lot of things we use. We don't have industry. We don't have a functional industry, so everything is imported. But another very important demographic that you then bring to mind when you think about this, so many families and households are taken care of by macross border. Vanga vachienda ku Zambia, vanga vachienda ku South Africa, In terms of closing our economies to human movement, I mean, we were eventually almost on a. I'm going to say this, and it might be controversial. We haven't been printing passports for people, in a way, to an extent, that has been a limiting measure of getting people outside the country, not stopping people from moving in and out. So in terms of using our border control to try and control the spread of corona, I don't think it will have a very large impact relative to the things that we can do within our borders. Mm-hmm. What I think the government needs to focus on is the measures that they are taking within the population in the country. Right now, there is an urgent need to have health promotion kumarua. There's an urgent need to have health promotion everywhere to really start having a scenario planning ebuti a business achaita say. And we've been hearing that the government has been getting money. I think we need to start thinking. They really need to start thinking about those internal operations that are necessary to make sure that they contain the virus and they stop it from escalating. And that also needs them thinking, because now government is a major player. Even when you talk about the transport sector, they are a major player. They name as well.
I'm going to have to hold you there. Go and do it, Ganana. Next time, we'll speak up. Magume Chirongwa Chedu. So thank you so much. Nekupindam Chirongwa. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking time out. Stay isolated. Stay safe. I really appreciate you. Once again, thank you so much. Nekupindam Chirongwa.
Certainly, Michael. Thank you for having me on the program as well.
All right. Mtongazo Mushe, you heard there from Umnumzana Uklen Liwayo. Uglen, young guy based in England, is also a policy analyst. He's a journal, umnumzana ufarai muvudi, ngomunye obasakulayo, who's out there in England. We just received some breaking news. Kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe changa chichidzidza kuno kuAmerica kuAndrews University ngale eMichigan. Ibizo lake Melissa Jacqueline Mukutiri. Ugutwa uMelissa passed away due to udaba lwele lo coronavirus. Omunye wabasakulayo who was out here in the United States, another Zimbabwean. I guess that brings the total Zimbabwean count that we know of to two. But only one Elizweni Lizwe Lapa Msagazweni wetu Studio 7 Melissa Jacqueline Momunye Wabasakulayo who passed on Nale in Michigan. Tell us what you think. Lago Sumez la imigone nuku WhatsApp. Kunombole eti +12024650318. Jason Maposa Mbonele Ngembelo uzi uzamilu ngena wushelo goto asatulani tuba logu ngenisa wushelo goto siabona gakuru ngalombono wako siabona ngajalo mungu uzamu ngena wushelo. It's kata anyabunu farai usan ngena goto farai. We're just literally wrapping up. Thank you so much for your participation. I thank you, Glenn. So thank you for trying again. We appreciate it. Tsakaza mushe Zimbabwe mushe tashwa kumagume chirongwa chedu chanasi ndinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who bale imibono yake inyibonu aida uza ubhalile njalo uJason Maphosa. Balani imibono ni kuWhatsApp kunombolo +12024650318. Anokuoneka ine mufaro ndinowenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe mushe muri Zimbabwe. Stay safe, clean your hands, wash your hands as much as possible, and if you can afford it, sanitize your hands.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Muri Zimbabwe, manga makaterera chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, muineni Michael Hove. Tine urombo kutatina kukwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu, semazuva ose, apo muno troyora runari, kutro kutumpinde mchirongwa semazuva ose. Zisinei, siabonga kakulu, ngokuba lati kuhlelo. Don't forget, this program is going to be available for viewing on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Aba ku Facebook, linga kohlu kufitizela okubhalwe ukuthi share, ukuze sibukele uhlelo lolu ngobunengi bethu. Musakanganwe muri Zimbabwe, kutinya paye, pakanzi share, kutira kutione chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wedu. Tashuka kumaguma chirongwa chedu cha nasi, tinotenda munhu wese, apinda mchirongwa, anokoneka ine mfaro. Ndini Mike Hove, muri Zimbabwe, musakanganwe, kezai maoko, kezai maoko, kezai maoko, muchishandisa sipo. Bye bye!